Sese mides ngavalame to standase. Our Heavenly Father and our precious Lord, we thank you this morning, O God. What a wonderful day it is, my Savior, to be standing in your presence, to come and be worshipping you, our God. As lost as we were, but Father, we were brought to you. Now that God, we may come and worship you. O God, we are grateful. We are so thankful about this opportunity that we get. O Heavenly Father, continue then, O God, to speak to us on a daily basis. Continue, our Father, to remind us of the truth that we know, on the things, O God, that we don't, then teach us, our Father. Even this morning, O God, as we go through your word, may you be that bread of life even to us this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, O God. Amen. We may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Encouragement number one. Let us not be discouraged. There are so many seats that doesn't have people today. Encouragement number two. Let us not fall asleep. I know it's hot. I'm saying so because today is very hot. One young man fell asleep during a preaching of a sermon. In the book of Acts. Then he fell from the window and he died. It is very dangerous to sleep when a sermon is preached. So, Bazalane, our message this morning is from the Gospel according to John. The Gospel according to John, chapter number 6. John chapter 6. We shall read together then from verse 25 to verse 35. We are going to be looking at the first of the seven I am declarations of the Lord Jesus Christ, saying today, I am the bread of life. In other words, Kina modimo uburoto babupilo. We must put that modimo in that kina, because in our language it doesn't have that power. I am the bread of life.
Kina modimo uburoto babupilo.
Not real uburoto babupilo.
Oh,
yeah. Modimo yena uling buroto babupilo. Thank you, my friend. John chapter 6, then we read from 25 to 35.
Eri, haba tuba abamufumana, muse holeta, baro yena, rabi, utile nimo, desu arawa are, kanitilte kea nublella, dempata es obani lebo nimbisholo, empa elu obani lezi lebo hobe, mela hora, netike la sebeleta dijo te sinihan, empa le sebeleta dijo te solan, buisa bukulo bosa fele. Some Ramot Ocalinea Zona, Ubani Mudimutat, Ogunile Mata. Barohen, the Gaeta Ink or the rest Sebeze, Missebeze Yamdim. Just Arab of Hobona. Mosebeze Ramdimukore, Le Dumela, we are Amurumile. Talabar Oyena, Oesa Motolo Ofe, Vorebon, Mary Dumelo Wen. Osebeta Ink, both at Arona Bazile Manna Fenle. Zelekaha ongo tuhoti, oba fepile ka bohobe botswa le hodimo. Jesu a re bona. Ka nnete ke ya le bolella, a se moshe ya le ne le bohobe botswa le hodimo. Empa ke ntate ya le ne ya bohobe ba nnete botswa le hodimo. Oba ne bohobe ba modimo ke a tshohang le hodimo. Ya fan le fatse bophelo. Ba re ho yena morena. Re fa bohobe bona ka mehla. Jesu a re bona. Ke nna bohobe ba bophelo ya tlang ho nna ha ke ke alafa le ka mosa, mme ya dumelang ho nna ha ke ke anyowa le ka mosa.
I believe that you have scanned through the passage on those different versions that you have, and may the good Lord then bless the reading of His word. Brothers, in the times of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the days in Palestine, we learned that bread was the most important part of the meal.
na konyanto Jesu na konyanto Palestine ento mona ga bona go bobe ene le ento go tlhokwa ya dijo.
Actually bread was what made the meal.
Bobe ene le ona ntshenetsa dijo.
Without bread you wouldn't have claimed that you actually had a meal.
How much has the brother on make a serial dijo?
Bread was so important that you will have a person knocking at your door in the middle of the night coming to ask just for bread.
But you bade bata bate ba kokota ha obusiu ba okopa bohobe ka bane bane.
Someone when he knocks at the door during the night, in the middle of the night, he wouldn't say like today, I'm asking for food, but he will say, may I have bread. Bread was so central, brethren. So when we speak of bread, when we think of those days, when we put ourselves in the context of those days, we realize that we're talking about something that was a sustenance of life. So at Nahana, God, those days, we see that bread was the sustenance of life. There are so many examples that I can bring, but look at the temptation of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the devil was tempting the Lord Jesus Christ, he said to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. So in this very same trick that the devil is doing, we realize that the Bible is revealing to us the importance of bread, the centrality of bread as the part of people's life. It's something that sustains life. It's something that gives strength, especially in the context of starvation that you may live. In the prayer, the parting of prayer that Jesus Christ taught his disciples, the one we call the Lord's Prayer, Jesus Christ said, when you pray, you may also say that, give us our daily bread. So we see that in the usage of that name, bread, that Jesus Christ was actually showing that bread was presenting to us some kind of a sustenance, something that gave life or something that kept people alive. In this very same chapter that we have read this morning, when you read from the beginning, you realize that the people, they followed Jesus, and when they became hungry, Jesus asked a question and says, where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? So what I'm trying to bring to you is that the first thing that he actually mentioned among anything else that he may say people may eat, it was bread. And then on that we see the centrality of bread. We see the importance of bread. And then we are told that the people also became followers. Let me put it that way, not really became followers. The people began to follow Jesus because of the bread that he had multiplied from 5 loaves and fed a 5,000 men, excluding children and women. He gave them this bread. Then they became people who seek after him just because of the bread that they received. Then in verse 35, Jesus is making a metaphor, he's making a statement that points to himself, that Jesus Christ is the bread of life. He's saying, I am the bread of life. Using the word bread at the same time as a prototype to himself. That's something that is of an example, something that is pointing to him as the real thing than what they had received the previous day. So we realize, Bazalwane, ukuthi Jesus Christ does not only give us something that will sustain us for this life only, but he gives us himself that we may be sustained forever, that we may have eternal life in him.
That's how you feel to tolerate the pillar fellow with Pilomonan, or Falena, or Renato Honor and the Pilobosa Fele.
Look at the words that he says in verse number 35 after saying, I'm the bread of life.
Bonaho, verse 35, he had got our again number about Pilomopilo.
He says, whoever comes to me shall not hunger, whosoever believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus is revealing himself to us. It brings us to an appreciation of what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. But before Jesus Christ calls himself this bread of life, he actually begins by feeding these people with the bread that they were used to eat all those different days. So what happens is, he gives the people bread to eat, then later on, the next day, he calls himself the bread of life. I want to argue this morning that Jesus Christ was not giving the people the bread primarily because Jesus Christ was compassionate. Yes, it was not primarily because Jesus was compassionate. It is true that he was compassionate, but his point that was trying to make, what he wants us to see, is not that Jesus Christ is compassionate. In that very act of compassion, Jesus Christ was aiming to reveal himself. I want you to follow that story. He gives them bread, then he calls himself bread. So I'm arguing that he was revealing himself. If you read through here, you realize that he wanted them to see the work that he was doing and appreciate this work as the work that the Messiah will do when he comes. So by giving them the bread to eat, he was trying to open their eyes that they may look at him and realize that he is the one that God promised to send. In verse 26, he says, truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. In other words, you are seeking me not because you have understood what I am doing, not because you have understood my works. You are seeking me not because you understand who I am, not because you recognize that I am the Christ. Bazalwane, this is said that comes from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as it is today, many of our people, many of our brothers and sisters, they are claiming to be following the Lord Jesus Christ, but only because of the provision that people find in God, not because they are seeking the Son of God as Savior or as the bread of life. Jesus says, you are seeking me not because you understand. Remember why he's saying this, Bazalwane, because we have just read from 25. Why he's saying this is because he provided them with this bread. Oh. And they began to follow him. Until the next day, still seeking after him because he provided them with the bread. What makes this to be said is that when Jesus was aiming to reveal himself, when Jesus was aiming to draw their attention to him, the only thing they were interested to was the bread that they had eaten. So this morning, let me just point out a few things first that I'm aiming to say to you that maybe it will help you to be convinced that actually Jesus Christ was revealing himself here. Few things that will help us to desire this bread of life. First, I want you to recognize that Jesus rebuked the people for following him because of provision. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the fill of the bread." Bazalwane, we need to learn from these things. That it doesn't help to follow Jesus because of provision unless you follow Jesus because of understanding that Jesus Christ is the bread of life. So it doesn't help to follow for a daily provision when you do not have eternal life. Hallelujah. So, Bazalwane, we see also in this statement that Jesus Christ did not come to give people food parcels. He didn't come to provide for us jobs. That is not his aim. His aim, Bazalwane, Jesus came for a relationship. That's why he says, "I am the bread of life. In you, as my people, I become the bread of life." Somebody that gives you something that sustains you forever. So Jesus is making it clear, Bazalwane, before us here, that also, that following him because of things, then we are laboring for things that perish, as he will say in the beginning of this text. So what we learn is that Jesus' compassion and Jesus' providence should not be something that draws us to Christ. It is good to realize that Jesus Christ is compassionate. It is good to realize that he provides for his people. But that is not what draws us to Christ. What draws us to Christ is our understanding of who Jesus is and our understanding of our fallenness into sin. The second thing that he rebuked them for was that we can see in this text that he rebukes them because Jesus, Bazalwane, did not come to accumulate a group of people that will be his followers just because they like what he's doing. Jesus Christ didn't come, Bazalwane, to make a fan base. People that will praise him because he is winning, like a soccer team. People who will praise him because he's delivering according to their needs of this world. So if there's any one of us who follows Jesus Christ because of a provision that he received, or because he's hoping to receive a provision, my brother, my sister, you are lost. Even if you will receive what you think you want from him, unless you realize that Jesus is only for a relationship, Jesus is only for eternal life, Jesus himself is the bread of life that we must seek after, not things that he provides, but him providing himself to us. But notice, my friends, as he rebukes them, notice that Jesus Christ, when he rebukes, he does not rebuke and not recommend. So his rebuke doesn't come without recommendation. So what I'm trying to say that when he rebukes you, he also points you to a way. He also shows you what is right. So Jesus Christ is not going to rebuke you and leave you without a way. So I want us to look at this way that Jesus Christ was pointing out to the people, that they may look unto him and forget the bread that they've eaten the previous day. First, I want you to consider that there was also a spiritual surprise that Jesus mentioned to these people, that Jesus was bringing out to the people to understand. After these people asked Jesus to do a miracle, remember, Jesus made the bread for them and multiplied the bread for them. But then Jesus began to explain that actually these things was pointing to himself. But then they started to say Jesus must make another miracle so that they may believe. So they wanted another miracle, Bazalan, so that they may be convinced that Jesus Christ, the person that he's claiming to be. But what are they saying now? They say, if you claim to be the Son of God, do a miracle, because God himself in the wilderness, he gave our forefather, he gave us bread that came from heaven. So they understanding that Jesus is actually saying he is the Son of God. But they saying, if you saying so, then do another miracle. But look at the surprising answer that Jesus Christ is bringing to them. Verse 32 and 33. Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes from heaven and gives life to the world. This is a surprise, Bazalwan. Jesus is spinning around what they are actually saying. He's not saying the bread that they ate in the past was not bread that came from heaven. He's not saying that. The manna that they received in the past, he's not saying it was not from heaven, but he's saying it was not real bread. He's saying it was not bread that gave eternal life or gave life at all. He says the real bread that gives life is a he, it's a person, and this person comes from heaven. And he's pointing then to himself. He's saying those people regardless of the fact that they ate the manna, but they did not eat the real bread. Even you have eaten bread 2 days ago, you have not yet eaten the real bread unless you have believed in the Son of God. So you realize, Sobosame, unless you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you don't have life in you. Unless you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have a relationship with God through Christ Jesus, our
Savior.
Regardless of your religion, regardless of your good works, regardless of some experience you have from the past, if you have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I will prove in a few minutes to come that Jesus Christ was talking about believing, but if you have not come to Him, if you have not believed in Him, we have not yet eaten the real bread that comes from heaven. Then they say to him in verse number 34, if you saying that, then there is a real bread that comes from heaven, so say, give us this bread always. So you realize, Mganwami, they still did not understand what Jesus was saying. Just like today, people don't understand what kind of a bread Jesus is. They are saying, give us this bread always. It means, in other words, give us this bread day by day. As if to receive Jesus is to have Him or receive Him on a daily basis. So you can see, Bazalwane, they were still talking and thinking of the bread that is physical, that fills their stomach. Then it cost Jesus, in verse number 35, to say it direct. I am the bread of life. I am the one now that you must look upon. I am the one now that you must focus upon. I am the bread that gives eternal life. Forget the bread that I provided for you yesterday, that fills your stomach. Forget the bread that they ate in the wilderness. It is time that you look unto me, because I am the bread that gives eternal life. Because whosoever comes to me shall never hunger. And whosoever believes in me will never thirst. So, Bazalwane, in these remaining few minutes, as we have realized that Jesus Christ rebukes and He gives recommendation and He brings His word as a surprise, I want us to look now deeply. What is this bread? Or in other words, I want us to answer this question that should already be going on in our minds and say, how can Jesus provide Himself to be a bread of life to us? How does He fulfill this saving relationship that He's claiming to have with His people as the bread of life? How is Jesus a central part of our life? How is Jesus the real sustenance for our living? First, I want you to consider that this bread of life satisfies hunger. And now we are speaking of spiritual hunger. Because he says, whosoever comes to me shall not hunger. In other words, those who come to him, they stop wandering around and looking for things which are provision in this way, looking for things that doesn't save. This bread of life is a bread that provides true satisfaction. In contrary to the bread that you eat in the morning as breakfast. In contrary to the bread that they had received the previous day. In contrast to the bread that was eaten in the wilderness, this bread satisfies truly. You eat it once, and you are sorted for the rest of your life. In explaining what he's saying, he says, this bread, at the same time, it quenches thirst. It is not bringing out, Bazalwane, a second opinion about the bread, but it's actually re-emphasizing what he was saying. He's actually trying to explain what he's saying when he says, whosoever comes to him shall not hunger. Now he's saying, whosoever believes in him never thirsts. So we understand then, when Jesus Christ says, whosoever comes to him shall not hunger, he's talking about whosoever believes in him, who shall not thirst, whosoever believes in him, who shall receive eternal life. Jesus Christ, Bazalwane, he's pointing to himself also as the one who came to save his people, as the one who came to keep his people, who came to preserve us to eternal life. That is the bread that Jesus Christ wants us to desire. That is the bread that Jesus Christ wants us to seek after, to labor after, in other words, to desire in our lives. Bread that satisfies. Think of such a bread like this, my friend. What will you give for such a bread like this? What in the world can equal such bread like this? What in the world can satisfy just like this bread of heaven? The bread that you eat once and have eternal life. It's pointing to us, Bazalwane, you believe once in the Lord Jesus Christ and you have eternal life. Regardless of the up and downs along the way, when God is molding us to the character, when God is molding us to be in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of our failures in this world, but once you receive Jesus Christ, it is secured. You have eternal life. What in the world can equal to this bread, Bazalwane? Think it carefully. If the Lord Jesus Christ had to come from heaven as the bread of life, this thing should tell us, Bazalwane, in this world, there are people who are in need, people who are desperate, people who are hungry spiritually, people who are lost, people who are seeking after things that doesn't satisfy. For Jesus had to come and be that substitute, that bread-giving life. If Jesus had to come, people are in need. People are not satisfied. People are thirsty. People are wandering around. People are following without
true relationship.
They are following without fulfillment.
They change churches.
But they are still not satisfied. They change cars. They are still not satisfied. They change jobs. Change wives. Add wives. And as many as they want. But you're still not satisfied. The biggest lie that the devil ever pulled is to say that if you have plenty of the things of this world, you'll be happy. If you have money, you'll be happy. He does not satisfy.
That
is why these people, they followed Jesus without a relationship. As long as we can receive bread, as long as we can multiply bread for us, as long as we can eat and be full. How many people, each and every day, going to churches just because God, perhaps I shall have a car. Perhaps I'll be married. Perhaps I'll find a good husband. Perhaps I'm going to have good children. But never in their lives. Oh Lord, I don't have the bread of life, who is Christ Jesus.
Never cry.
The danger of following without understanding. The danger of following by being fooled by your natural desires. But Jesus says, behold, I am the one that you should seek after. I am the bread of life, the one that sustains, the one that gives eternal life, the one that fulfills, the one that satisfies. Is that the way we think of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning? Because if it's not how you think of Jesus Christ, you will follow and follow and remain hungry and thirsty forever. Let me bring out another point that we should consider this morning. Is that this bread is necessary. This bread, Bazalwan, is necessary. This bread is not necessary because it is a bread that has life. But it is a bread that is life itself. This bread is not like a can of fish. I made this example before. That has got fish inside. So what you need is what is inside. No, this bread, the whole thing is life itself. So you don't come and choose what you want from this bread and eat few pieces that you need. You take the whole thing. Christ, you come to him. Today, most we've got the problem. As long as the church will provide 1, 2, 3, then I'm happy. As long as Jesus Christ gives me 1, 2, 3, then I'm happy. But I will not dedicate my life to Christ. I will not be committed to Jesus Christ. I will not be obedient to his ways. Let me go back to my point. This bread is necessary because it is a bread that gives life. John chapter number 1 verse 4 says, in him was life, and that life brought light into humanity. Yeah. So in other words, Bazalwane, the Son of God came from heaven to a lifeless people like me and you. He came from heaven to a hopeless generation, a hopeless nation like me and you. To be life. Because that life is the light of men. Look at what the Lord Jesus Christ says in verse 26 of chapter number 5. John. Lalela kahle sihlobo sami. This bread is necessary. This bread is life. Jesus says, just as the Father has life in himself. So you think about it. Just as we all know that God has life in himself, that God is life. It says, so also he has granted the Son to have life in himself. So the Son has life in himself. And he gives this life to us, as he says, I am the bread of life. If we come to him, if we believe in him, look what the Apostle Paul says in understanding that Jesus Christ is life, in understanding that Jesus Christ is the bread of life, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. He says, when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, yes, then you too will be revealed with him in glory. The point is, when Christ, who is life, who is your life, is revealed, you also will be revealed in him, in, with him in glory. You see the relationship, that Christ came for a relationship, so that you who are in him may be in him and with him in glory. Verse 53 of chapter 6, he says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. This should lead us to pause and think. You must think. The Bible says, unless I eat the flesh of the Son of Man, unless I drink his blood, I don't have life. I must think. This should soften our hearts. It will show us how lost we are, how hopeless we are, how lifeless we are outside the Lord Jesus Christ. It will cause us to just wait for a minute and examine our lives. It must cause us to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. If I don't eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, I have no life. Then I need to call from the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I'm a sinner. I need your salvation. Save me from my sin. I'm turning away from my sin because you are the bread of life.
Are
we convinced that this bread is necessary? Because the things of this world, the bread that we receive in this world, the provision that we receive in this world, is all temporary. It will pass away. You will not gonna take it to your grave. But there is Christ. When you die, he's the one that raised you from the dead. Things of this world brings temporal happiness. It brings temporal satisfaction, temporal fulfillment. Because it's of this world. He says in this chapter, those who ate the manna in the wilderness, they ate it and they died. But we as the Christians who eat the true bread of life, we eat it and we live forever. So my friends, why would we seek
for what is temporary? Why will we even consider the things that perishes? Why would you change for the things of this world which are temporal happiness? Remember the manna that they received in the past. They had to pick it up each and every morning, Slobosam. Which shows us, which gives us a sign of laboring for things that perishes. Remember the bread he multiplied for them the previous day. They had to follow him forever just to ask him to multiply this bread.
But
this bread, when we eat it, we follow him because of a relationship. Not because we are seeking a providence, but before it, because we know now we are the ones who are the true worshippers of God.
You
eat it once and you are satisfied. The other bread that they ate in the past, they ate it and they began to complain. So it is even today. When we get the provisions of God in this life, whatever it may be,
get
a new job, you complain. You buy new clothes, you still complain, but you chose the clothes. You buy a new car, you complain. Everything that we receive in this world, we still complain, as they complained in the past. But this bread, when you receive this bread, it gives you eternal life. It stops you from complaining. It makes you realize that you have found grace. You were on your way to hell, but Christ saved you. You stop complaining. If you continue to complain in the context of this bread, it is because of your own misunderstanding of the bread. If you continue to complain, it's because maybe you have been there in that other church day when they made promises and the promise didn't come to pass. But the bread will never make you complain. He does not leave us nor forsake us. He fulfills, he satisfies. One more thing that we need to consider is that this bread is for free. I know you despise free stuff. People, they despise free stuff.
But
they want to wear
cars.
They want to wear makaki and ma. Beret and all the things and march around trying to please God, trying to work for their salvation, but this bread is for free. You don't have to bring a bottle of water for me to pray for it that you may have life. You must eat this bread to have life because it's for free. You don't need a rope around your waist, around your arm to buy a way to God or to have God loving you. This is free. All that you need to do, come to me, eat and never be hungry. Believe in me and never be
thirsty.
This bread is for free. Only because this bread was given out of love. The reason it's for free is because God gave this bread out of love. For God so loved the world that he gave with his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Out of love. And if this bread is for free, then why people are not grabbing it? Pride. Because pride comes from sinfulness.
and saving speaking from the fall. They despise what God gives for free, the free gift of salvation. If this bread is for free, why are we still having people sinking in their sins, trying to make ways to please God? Why people are still not interested in the Lord Jesus Christ if this bread is for free? Sin reigns in the hearts of men. Their eyes are blind. Blinded by the prince of this earth. That is why only the bread can only open their eyes. He is the only way. He says, I am the way, the truth, and life.
We see that.
I am the door of the sheep. I am the true vine. I am resurrection and I am life. I am the good shepherd. But people desire other things, but not this bread. If this bread, my friend, was not for free, think with me. How much will it cost you? How long will you be paying for this bread if it was not for free? How long will you pay for Christ's salvation if it was not for free? I am convinced that you will be dying in your debt. You will be dead while still owing and you'll find yourself in hell. Praise the Lord that the bread is for free. Because no one can pay for it. Only Christ paid for our lives. That we may come to Him and live. There's one more thing. Jesus Christ, after revealing Himself as this bread of life, He did not leave the people without a way of eating this bread. So after telling the people that I'm the bread of life, as I have tried to explain to you, He did not leave the people and say, yeah, I am the bread of life. He also pointed them to a way of eating this bread. How are you going to eat this bread and have life? This is the only way, Bazalwa. There's no other way. Whosoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whosoever believes in me will never be thirsty. The only way to partake to eternal life is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way to partake to eternal life is turning away from your sins and looking up to Christ, trusting unto the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior and Lord. That is all. We must believe. This doesn't speak of coming to church only. It speaks of a new character, a new attitude, a new life in us because of this bread. Remember these people. As I'm closing, they were following without the relationship. Jesus Christ stopped them and says, whoa, guys, it will not benefit you to follow me without a relationship. I am all about relationship. I am all about eternal life. When you follow me, you should be a person who have realized that you need life. And I am that life. And when you come to me, you have peace with God. You are reconciled with God through His Son. You receive satisfaction, my brother, my sister. You receive true fulfillment and true happiness. Because this is free. This is satisfying. This quenches thirst. It gives eternal life. So what a great joy it is, Bazalwane, to know, to be reminded again and again, that when you are in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have peace with God. You have eternal life. You have satisfaction. Even though you may suffer in this world temporarily, but you have life, which other people don't have. And may the good Lord bless us as we meditate on this thing and anticipate our coming next week to study again another I Am of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Let's close our eyes, I'll pray. Heavenly Father, our precious Lord, even this morning, we are thankful, we are grateful, Lord, to be reminded of the truth. Once we have you, our God, in our lives are set forever. We don't need anything more but only you. Once we have you, our Savior, we are satisfied. We are fulfilled. We have eternal life. We'll never be thirsty and never hunger. Help your people today. Those who will receive this word through its preaching now and its preaching also again over the network where we put our sermons, oh God. May it help those, oh God, who are truly seeking you, that they may know our Father. The only way to eat this bread and to partake is by believing, by coming to Christ, turning away from sin. Help us, oh God, that we may be sustained by this bread also, as we know that it sustains our life even now and forever. In the name of Christ, Ibanatinkos, forever and ever. Amen. Now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all times, and now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
May we all then sing hymn number 4 as we come to the closure of our service today. Hymn number 4.